All right, good evening, everyone. So you know I'm punctual, right? So I want to get you in here and get you out. So I'd like to welcome everyone. This is our annual Transparent Diamond Awards. Yay. Everybody likes to be compliant, right? So I am Jebu Sengova, and I'm the ethics officer for the City of Atlanta, and I'm happy to be here tonight to have you here for the program. Now, I'm going to turn the program over in a moment to our ethics board members, but I'd like to just get a few housekeeping details out of the way. The first thing is that if once your name is called, your department is called, as well as your board, we'd like you to proceed up. One of the board members will hand the award to you, smile for the camera, and get your picture, and then you may proceed back to your seat. Right after the ceremony, and we do want to proceed as quickly as possible, there will be a reception out in the common area, so please proceed to the reception, mingle, and enjoy the refreshments. So when your name is called, just please come up, get your award, and we should proceed from there. So this time, I'll turn it over to our ethics board. Thank you.
I'm Jessica Stern, member of the City of Atlanta Board of Ethics. On behalf of the Ethics Board, I wish to express my appreciation for the opportunity to present the 11th Annual Transparent Diamond Award. We believe that it's important for the citizens of Atlanta to know about this process and to recognize those city departments or divisions that have worked hard to comply with the financial disclosure requirements in a timely manner. Other members of the board who are present with me today are Todd Gray from the Atlanta Business League, Brent Adams, Vice Chair from the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce, and Nicola Hines is on her way. The Ethics Officer Jabu Sengova, the Associate Ethics Officer Carlos Santiago, the Ethics Business Manager Sherry Dawson, and the Ethics Analyst Janet Keene are also present. Thank you for all being here. As you know, the Ethics Code requires all city elected officials, some employees, and some citizen volunteers to annually file a financial disclosure form in which they disclose their business interests, property interests, and sources of income above $5,000. This allows members of the public to be alerted to potential and actual conflicts of interest of persons who are acting on behalf of the City of Atlanta. This year, we've had a total of 2,746 persons who were required to file. Of that number, we had 2,631 persons who filed on time, meaning there was a 96% timely filing rate, which was excellent. We will first present awards to the city departments that had 100% compliance with the annual financial disclosure requirement, meaning everyone who was supposed to file in that department did so by the filing deadline. Thank you for doing that. Okay, so as I call the name of the department, would the representative please come forward to receive your trophy and to take photos? Department of Law, Kathy Hampton, City Attorney, Jeffrey Norman, Compliance Officer, and Ty White, Department Liaison. Atlanta Fire Rescue Department, Joel Baker, Fire Chief, and Chief Byron Kennedy and Chief Randall Slaughter, Department Liaisons. Oh, they are Department Liaisons. Also, representing the Atlanta Fire Rescue Department is Deputy Chief Chad Jones, Deputy Chief Michael Simmons, Deputy Chief Rod Smith, and Deputy Chief Kevin Ware. I don't know if they got a clap. City Auditor's Office, Leslie Ward, City Auditor, Diane Lynn, Performance Auditor Manager, and Carolyn Nelms, Department Liaison. City Council, Caesar Mitchell, City Council President, and Tangela Williams and Stephanie Johnson Hardy, Department Liaison. Also, Reggie Grant, Interim Council Director, accepting the award on behalf of the City Council. Okay, Department of Corrections. Patrick Labatt, Chief of Corrections, and Assistant Chief Diane Jones, Department Liaison. Okay. Department of Finance, Jim Beard, Chief Financial Officer, John Gaffney, Deputy Chief Financial Officer, and Lorette Woods, Department Liaison. Okay, Public Defender's Office. Rosalie Joy, Interim Director, and John Tapia, Deputy Director. Next is Office of the Solicitor, Rains Carter, City Solicitor, and Ronnie Graham, Deputy Solicitor and Department Liaison. Gave it away to the public. The public defenders deserve a lot of awards, you know. Next up is WorkSource Atlanta, Michael Robertson, Executive Director, and Phyllis Bryant, Department Liaison. We're going to go back to last but not least, the Department of Corrections, Patrick Labatt, Chief of Corrections, and Assistant Chief Diane Jones, Department Liaison. Congratulations. Thank you all for your diligence and 100% compliance. Okay, the following departments will receive an honorable mention for their having a 96% or better timely filing rate. The Atlanta Information Management, Samir Saini, Chief Information Officer, and Marion Rose and Danielle Jones, Department Liaisons. Atlanta Police Department, Police Chief Erica Shields and Major Ben McGee, Deputy Chief Stacy Gibbs. Congratulations. Department of Aviation, Roosevelt Council Jr., General Manager, Charles Bell, Budget Director, and Renita Kirkland, Department Liaison. Department of Procurement, Angela Hinton, Interim Chief Procurement Officer, and Juana Heron, Department Liaison. Department of Human Resources, Yvonne Kauser-Yancey, Commissioner, and Elaine Gooden, Department Liaison. Department of Human Resources, Yvonne Kauser-Yancey, Commissioner. Oh, two awards. Sorry about that. Department of Watershed Management, Andrada Butler, Chief Administrative Officer, and Terry Johnson-Reese, Department Liaison. This department is the largest department that files and is consistently receiving a 96% filing rate. Thank you for your commitment. Finally, we will recognize the following boards, commissions, and task forces that were 100% compliant with the financial disclosure requirements. Some of the representatives from these entities are here today, and when your name is called, please come forth and receive your certificate. The Atlanta Beltline, Nina Hickson, board liaison. Atlanta Commission on Women, Bridget B. Brown, board liaison. Atlanta Development Authority Invest Atlanta, Rosalind Rubens Newell, board liaison. Atlanta Fulton County Recreation Authority, Councilmember Keisha Lance Bottoms and Vivian Kerr, board agent liaison. Atlanta Housing Authority Board, Paul Branicar, sorry, usually good with names, board liaison. Congratulations. Atlanta Sister Cities Commission, Taylor Woodruff, board liaison. Audit Committee, Carolyn Nelms, board liaison. Thank you. Beltline Design Review Committee, Lynette Reed. Board of Zoning Adjustment, Raquel Jackson. Buckhead Community Improvement District, Joanne Carlson. Hambleton Road, TAD Advisory Committee, Justin Gaboni. Okay, let's go back. Joanne Carlson with the Buckhead Community Improvement District. Hamilton Road TAD Advisory Committee, Justin Gaboni. Commission on Aging, David McCord and Sonia Bell. DeKalb County Board of Health, Sandra Pinheiro. Downtown Atlanta Community Improvement District, Jennifer Ball. Eastside TAD Neighborhood Advisory Board, Justin Gaboni. Elected Officials Compensation Commission, Angela Williams. Firefighters Pension Fund Board, Joan Hill and Patricia Harris. Anyone want to receive? Fulton County City of Atlanta Land Bank Authority. Firefighters Pension Fund Board, Joan Hill and Patricia Harris. I'm not sure if we heard from the Fulton County City of Atlanta Land Bank Authority. Human Relations Commission, Megan McCullough and Andrea Booth. License Review Board, Donna Dobbs. Little Five Points Community Improvement District, Scott Ball. Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority, Rebby Ellister Taylor. Metropolitan Parkway TAD Advisory Committee, Justin Kahn. Municipal Market Board, Municipal Market Company, Pamela Joyner. People TV Board, Patricia Creighton. Perry Bolton, TAD Neighborhood Advisory Committee, Justin Gaboni. Piedmont Park Conservancy, Marty Kella. Police Officers Pension Fund Board, Tony Yellow. Procurement Appeals Hearing Officer, Joanna Heron. Renew Atlanta Infrastructure Bond Technical Advisory Committee, Councilmember Mary Norwood. SPI-1, Downtown Development Review Committee, Chaka Warren and Charlotta Jack. All right. We have a winner. SBI 9 Buckhead Village District Development Committee, Carl Smith David. Also, you might as well stay. I think you should stay up there because we also have the Lindbergh Development Review Committee, Chaka Warren and Charlotta Jacks.
Wow.
All right, winning all of them. I think that might be it. Stadium Neighborhood TAD Advisory Committee, Justin Gaboni. Taxi cabs and vehicles for hire hearing officers, Scandia McCrary. Tree Conservation Commission, Kathy Evans. University Community Development Corporation, Rita Gibson. Water and Sewer Appeals Board, Pamela Cookwood and Monica Davis. Zoning Review Board, Charlotta Jacks and Brandy Crawford. Recipient. The certificates will be mailed to those entities not present today. In conclusion, the Board of Ethics sincerely appreciates what all of you do to build and support a strong culture of ethics in the city of Atlanta. We recognize that it takes all of us working together to successfully create an open and transparent government. We have a reception happening right outside here. We hope that you'll stay and join us. And thank you again. Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you.
Good job.